Happy Pink Friday. Matter of fact, playing a Pink Floyd track coming up here in a couple of minutes. And I know that Craig Bailey, the host of Floydian Slip, he's dialing me up via Skype moments. But he's the host of Floydian Slip every Saturday night at 11 o'clock. 1 hour of Floyd. There he is. Right on time, Craig Bailey.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy Pink Friday.
Yes, same to you.
I'm actually headed off to Vegas right after this show is done today.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, very cliche, going to a bachelor party of all things.
Oh, well, I think that's a bucket list kind of thing.
Yeah, so yeah, that's going on. But when I was looking to see what was going on, like what shows were going on, I happened to see, and sadly it's not this weekend, but in the next like couple of months, Australian Pink Floyd will be there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'll be honest, I have never seen them play, and I didn't know how well they did play. Other than like the vocals, which are off a little bit. You know what? I think they're more accurate at playing Pink Floyd than Pink Floyd is playing Pink Floyd.
They're pretty good. I've only seen them once. I saw them in, I think it was Montreal. And ironically, they call themselves the Australian Pink Floyd. And I think they originally were from Australia, but I think they're in the UK now. That's got to be a weird life, don't you think? Playing someone that's sort of imitating someone else like full time.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to pick up girls, the girls are going to go, well, which one are you?
Well, I'm the guy that plays the other guy.
Oh, I'm sure they do pretty well with the ladies. Anybody with a guitar does okay with the ladies, I think.
Yeah, probably. But if you've never seen them before, I posted up a video of them doing actually your favorite song, Craig, Time, at rockthefox.com, keyword Sherman. I know that you're spotlighting this weekend on a guy that got kicked out of the band, matter of fact, from destroying his brain on drugs. Is that true?
Are you talking about Sid?
I'm talking about Sid Barrett.
We'll get to a little Sid. Actually, we're going to remember the first gig that Sid did after he left Pink Floyd.
See, I thought his mind was totally blown where he was gone after that, and he never really did anything. I thought he was just strumming on a guitar.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he did a couple of solo albums. I mean, he did two solo albums in 1 year, so it was just, you know, pouring out of him. But from listening to the people who produced his work, you know, he was not easy to work with because he would never play the same song the same way twice, which is a little difficult when you're multi-tracking, you know. And then after that, after the first two albums, and he did do some live shows, that was it. And he disappeared.
I heard that it kind of broke their hearts, the way that his mind was just gone. And they were supposed to pick him up one day for a gig, and they just kept driving. And that was it. He never came back again. They just left him there, and he was so far gone, he didn't even know.
It sounded like a logical thing for them to do at the time, apparently. I've read interviews with them. They all seem to regret the way they handled that, and they in retrospect wish that they had tried to get him some more help. But yeah, that's right. They were on the way to a gig, and somebody said, "Should we bother picking up Sid?" And the answer was no. So that was sort of it.
So you got a couple of tracks from Sid this weekend. What else you got coming up on the show tomorrow?
Oh,
night?
We got some Bricks from the Wall, more than a couple, I think. We also have some soundtrack stuff from the late 60s, early 70s, and as always, our Floydian Slip Up.
That's all tomorrow night. Floydian Slip, tomorrow night, 11 o'clock, right here on 103.9 The Fox. As always, always a pleasure, Mr. Bailey.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I'll remember that. Thank you, bud.
Shine on.